Texas Culture, hosted by LaShonda.
Alright, y'all.
What is Moko?
Welcome to another episode of Crayon vs. Culture. It's your girl LaShonda with my co-host Ace.
Hey.
And Fee.
Hey.
And we're joined today by our runaway, Victor Emerson.
AKA Big Bow Wow.
Okay. Oh, Big Bow Wow. Okay, Big Bow Wow. He's here.
Money.
Today we'll be talking about teammate, helpmate. And this is based on a discussion based on Michelle Obama's statement during the Essence Festival and how it is important to be in a teammate-like helpmate type of relationship because, I mean, if they are forever president and first lady, I think they kind of know what they talk about. It won't work, basically, is what she's saying. If you don't have somebody that's in your corner that's able to handle you when you're strong or when you're weak, it ain't gonna work. So I guess I could start with Fee because that's the other female in the room. How do you feel about her statement?
I actually love the statement, and I would love to have somebody like that on my side, like that kind of player. Just somebody.
But you run everybody away.
Oh.
Well, what are we talking about here?
Shots fired?
Wait. The ones that go away or I run
away. The one made to stay.
Is not a great team member. I'm the captain still. Now, I'm looking for a captain. I'm looking for
a co-captain.
Or a coach. Yeah, something like that. Because I am
Do you want a coach or you want a co-captain?
I want a coach. Yeah, let me tell you why. I feel like I'm such a strong person and I take on so much. Sometimes I want to just sit back and let somebody else take on that responsibility.
You can get that with a teammate too, because sometimes your teammates tell you shut up.
No, teammates feel like, oh, we equal.
No.
Yes.
But you see,
because I'm not the
best player.
First of all, I'm the best player.
She's on the AI.
I don't have to practice. When we out there hustling and bustling about life, I'm gonna go out there and get it. I'm gonna already be the, you know, best team player because you don't have to tell me what to do. You don't have to tell me to go out there and practice every day and all of that.
But then you don't need a coach.
But I would need a coach because sometimes I want my coach to be like, you know what, I got it this time. And that's all about the teamwork. Yeah,
that ain't a coach, sis. That's a teammate.
Oh, that's a teammate? The coach
she has not played sports.
No, ma'am. A coach tells you what the hell to do. Your teammate be like, I know okay, you're doing well, your best. I got you.
Well, let me have a teammate. I don't know. I need just a man.
Not a horse. She needs a man.
I need a man. Shit. Like, that's what it is. No, I really don't. Don't listen to me. But
I see what we have to deal with.
What I'm trying to say is, I would want somebody, if I fall short, they got me.
A teammate.
And if they fall short, I got them.
Teammate.
And if we lose, we're going to try again harder the next time. Teammate. And we're going to always win. We're going to always stay positive. We're going to win. We're not going to fail. That's not going to be in our work ethics or nothing. So I just want somebody that if I'm falling short one time, I got them and they got me. So, yeah, I like Michelle. She and my mama got the same birthday. I don't know if I'm really going to like her, but yeah.
She's not Liberian, so you be all right.
But them Capricorns, they something else.
Capricorn women are different from Capricorn men, but that's a whole different story. So, Ace, what do you think?
I mean, first of all, I can listen to Michelle talk all day.
Is that right? Is that your forever first lady?
I can watch Michelle walk all day.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So y'all pushing on Michelle.
All day. Oh, okay, but you know, just got to get back, you know, to the subject. I'm with her, you know, because at the end of the day, to in my opinion, to have a conducive relationship and, you know, both sides are, you know, blossoming in the, you know, the direction they need to go. You know, both of you need to be solid, be able to hold each other down when the time needs, you know what I'm saying? But in the same breath, in the same realm, keep your own identity because you can't forget, you know, what brought y'all together in the first place. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, everything got to come from a genuine, you know, place. At the end of the day, nothing being forced. Like, okay, let's try to make this work because they say it. No, let's try to make this work because we want it, not what, you know, society says. You dig what I'm saying? So, it's about everybody being on one accord. You know what I mean? Holding each other accountable and also respecting each other at the same time. So, you know, I'm all about, you know, all for a teammate. And every, you know, and all of the above to make it to be real.
Okay, Victor Emerson.
My whole perspective on teammate thing is like I was gonna try to throw a curveball a little bit because you know we all want and need teammates, but sometimes I think we don't want to play the position right in any sport. Each teammate is important, but we all have positions. I think in America now that nobody wants to play the position. I think we're too busy looking at everybody else's stats instead of focusing on our position. So it's like, when you do get a teammate, you have to leave room from a teammate, right?
Right.
So it's like, you may not know what you need help on, but someone may be able to come in and see what you need help on to grow. Like, have you ever seen the Barack Obama movie on Netflix?
What, with Barry?
Barry, yeah. Mm-hmm. And also the other one, my girl Tika Sumter. That's her, right?
That's the one of Barry.
That's Barry?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All came together right
there. But people don't know Michelle Obama's family is a great family.
Oh, yeah.
She comes from a really good family. Barack Obama's family was kind of, he had to stay with his grandparents, whatever. They had money, of course, but he didn't have the so-called, quote-unquote, family, normal family structure.
Yeah.
So Michelle actually brought that into his life as far as, like, the energy of, like, structure and stuff like that. So I think she played her position at that time. So he, as when he became president, he had to shine. Now he's no longer president. Now you see she has to shine more. That's
and
called,
he's okay.
But that's called playing your position. Yeah. Playing your position, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
hell, I'll be okay too.
Shit. So, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm chilling.
Yeah. So it's like, at some point, yes, in the bigger picture, it has to be 50-50, but it's not, every day's not going to be 50-50.
Oh, no, hell right. No. Hell
does
no.
That make sense? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Everything is not black and white. Yeah. You know, every day comes with a different challenge and different obstacles. So you never know who's time. Hey, you going to hold me down? Okay, babe, I got you now. You know what I'm saying? So,
And I think,
well, I feel weak today. You got me?
I think some of the issues that we're having in society right now, everybody's looking at everybody else's position and what percentage of the day they're in. Like, yo, why do you get to do that? And I'm like, because you don't know what day it is, what time it is in your situation where that person has to be.
And you don't know what that person's dealing with.
Yeah.
With what you don't see. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes because of social media, I feel people kind of look at it like, oh, this person's living their best life. Yeah. I want to live my best life too. And essentially, we all can't live our best life at the same time. Who taking care of the house if we all living our best life? Who paying these bills?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We're all at different, you know, junctions in our...
in our growth.
In our journeys. So, I may be in my happy period where I'm going through something real good, and you may be in your worst time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's all about communicating that, though. I think even though we have all these social media platforms where we talk a lot, but I still think we all feel to communicate.
Yeah.
Because everybody's showing highlights. They're not showing the bullshit we go through a day-to-day basis. So.
And people are using that as, oh, this is relationship goals.
But that's where a teammate comes full circle, and you kind of talk to them and bounce stuff over them and help them, and they can help you as well. So.
But you know, everybody doesn't know how to communicate. That's like the biggest, you know, obstacle that most, you know, couples and relationships go through. You know, communication is the foundation of whatever is going to be of your relationship. You dig what I'm saying? So
I know how not to communicate.
So, like, when you don't communicate with somebody, you know, views can be so on a different page. You can be,
and people
be
get
a complete,
in their head.
You can be on a, it can be a complete 180 of thoughts and opinions because, oh, you thought I was mad today? Nah, I was just chilling. Oh, I thought you was mad. Oh, but you didn't. So we just went having an attitude.
Oh,
took about 3 days because I wasn't mad. I thought you were mad.
But like, with me, sometimes I just don't want to be. I just don't want to talk. Mm-hmm. I just want to be left alone with my thoughts, and it may not have nothing to do with you. But you're gonna have to understand that. Like, if I ain't cussing you out, doing whatever, I just want to be left alone because it could be something going on that has nothing to do with you in this house. But I just want
you have to communicate that.
You have
with
to
your
communicate.
Team.
That.
Okay,
yeah,
so sir, because we have a game today, and I don't have time for you to be in your feelings and shit. And I don't know that, so let me know that, so I know that I have to play by myself today. She's out sick. Let me know that.
Don't be a Kevin Durant.
That No, I brush my hair.
No, because you, any good team, you have to communicate.
Yeah, no, you do have to let your teammate know, like, look, today has been a crazy day, X, Y, Z.
It's okay.
I'm not in it today, but I'm here.
Let me know. But let me know what's going on. Don't let me have to find out and dig and search. You know what's crazy, though?
But some people ask for that, can't handle it.
But the key part about also got to know when to communicate. So it's true. Like,
and not over.
You can't be, you know,
whining all day
in public, screaming out,
"Fuck you!
I don't want to deal with you today." And I think that's why a lot of men get mad at women sometimes, because
it's embarrassing. Feel like
sometimes you guys communicate at the worst.
And you know what's so
good? We have psychos. We have PMS.
Thursday, I was with my homeboy, my friend, or whatever, and I was so mad at him as soon as I walked in the spot.
But what?
And it was his homegirl's birthday. But as soon as I walked in the spot, I started snapping.
But sis,
and he was like, he was like, "It's not the time, it's not the place." I said, "No, it's the time, it's the time."
Damn.
Because the tea you did at me, I didn't like it. He was like, "No, no, no." He was like, "Please, fill this in." And
but Fee,
I'm like,
Fee,
but I felt like,
Fee, in a normal basis, in your normal life, your normal day to day, will you say you had a hormonal imbalance going on?
No.
Yeah, you did, sis.
No, I didn't. I feel like at that time, at that place, you needed to know what you did. I'm not going to wait till later. I'm not going to fake and be phony. Like, just like teammates, when you missed a play and you wasn't paying attention, they tell you right then, fuck you doing
no,
that.
No, no,
no. Well, you know, everybody
you don't do that.
Not everybody.
Everybody that reacts
well,
differently,
Well,
I'm
going to tell you right there, if we playing spades, teammate, and I know you were Nick, or I know you threw out the wrong hand, I'm going in
you
on
know
your
when
ass.
I used to judge my teammates based on the last 5 minutes of the game if we're down 20 points.
If you got heart.
No.
And see who still plays and who gives up, right? You know them guys who still goes till the clock runs out or they give up because
we lost.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to look
and at, that's when you be cussing her.
You got to look at relationships like that. Who's giving up on who? Even though we're down right now, are you going to give up on me or are you going to wait till the next game so we start over?
Because people got a lot of issues going on that you don't know about,
but
you know?
They don't communicate.
Like, yeah, people don't communicate.
The foundation. Foundation.
You know,
and that's why I say you should start off as being friends. Nobody should be
and
sitting around here.
We're just a friend.
Be and friends, but I think some people are not even looking for a friend. They're looking for a savior.
Oh, yeah. Captain Sable?
Yeah.
Captain Sable?
Folks, he's out here looking for
saviors. No, see, not Captain Sable. Hold on. No, I'm talking about, like, they want people to save them from their problems.
Mm-hmm. What it's going to take them away from them?
Listen, people are looking for saviors.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Me, and I can't do it.
But do you tell a guy that? I can't save you, dog.
Yeah. I just said what I say to you all today. You got a lot going on. Go do what you got to do. I want to help you. I have the knowledge, but I cannot.
Do a lot of women miss
out? That's a lot.
Do a lot of women miss out on good guys because they don't want to help them?
They want to save them? Probably so.
Probably so.
But because of me, I already have two kids. I don't have time to go and save somebody's son that should have been doing that.
Yeah, and then
like,
also,
that's why I'm doing my son now. Like, I'm training him now so a woman won't have to save him. Like, baby, what was your mama doing with you?
Thank you.
That's not my problem. I like you. You're a good
every
guy.
Every time.
But that's not fair to me that I have to now do whatever. I will if I really like you as much. I'm going to help out.
Did you ever ask a guy, what does society do to you?
That part.
No, I have never asked.
Like, what's...
because you know what? They usually tell me what society does.
I ask someone, I'm like, who broke your heart? That's what I'm like, who hurt
they
you?
They usually tell me. You know we Pisces. They usually come out and give you the whole book.
Yeah.
From beginning to end.
But that's cool because then you have to decide if you want to deal with that.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Or were you saying Ace was supposed to say something? I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I was just about to say, just like Phyllis was talking about, like, you everybody goes through, like, bullshit in their realm and they're growing up. So it's like, if you got too much shit going on, like, I feel you. I want to help, but you got to kind of go through that bullshit so you can just develop into the person you're going to be. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm really just like
I don't have time.
I don't got time, man.
And you know what?
I mean, I want to fuck
because
with you.
Because you know what got crazier when I got 30.
Look at her fresh day. She's
being the team really cut short. When I got 30, I was like, I really don't have time.
Girl,
my time is so limited. My time is so precious. And if I give you 2 hours to talk to you about what you got to do and what you got going on, to me, you should be grateful.
When I turned 30, I was reborn.
Yeah,
pretty much.
I don't even mean that in like a church way or nothing. I mean, like, literally.
No, I understand.
I realize, yo, it's 10 years till 40.
Yeah. But I had to be a little more selfish. You know what? Honestly, I had to be a little more selfish.
I had to
look out. Even though we have this team, I had to look out for myself. I have to start looking out for myself a little bit more.
Even though I had my first kid a little bit older than most people. Because during my 20s, I was just on some straight, like, I don't want kids. I want these bitches to leave me alone. And then you realize there's more to a woman just than just vagina. Mm-hmm. And I learned that towards the later in my 20s. I was like, in my early
we can time, heal
like,
you.
If a chick can't do what soak. I want her to do.
Soak. Or,
I will leave with that and never get to know the woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now.
And listen out.
Even though I'm with somebody now, but. If I was dating now, I would lead with, let me get to know who the hell this is.
Before I go there.
But we're still not going past 5 dates. But anyway, get to know them, then decide, and then decide what she want to do with them. So nobody wastes time. I think
right.
We waste a lot of time when we're too young. Like, we just looking for that
physical. Because we think we have forever. You know,
yeah.
We think we have forever. So yeah. It's like, I really don't have to focus on... doing this, that, and the other, or putting in the work to make myself better, or, you know, making myself, put myself out there to be with somebody and this, that, and the other, because the work is hard. You got to look at that mirror.
Folks don't
want to look at that mirror. But with that being said, do you guys feel at times, being in this team relationship thing going on, do you guys feel sometimes you have to dim your light for the other person to shine? Like, Michelle was kind of saying, you sometimes... I'm going to win. You're going to have to take the back seat. But some people, ego can't handle that.
Most people.
So do you feel like sometimes you have to dim your light to let that person shine? And are you okay with dimming it? And for how long? How long are you? Can you be like, I'm going to chill and let you win?
Go ahead.
I feel like I'm a pretty humble person.
Oh, Lord.
Christmas
been canceled.
Okay, and we're lying. Nah, baby, you better hype me up, because when you get up there, I'm gonna hype you up. It should never be no kind of like I don't want my man to ever feel like that, and I would never feel like I would. Let me tell you, first of all, when it's anybody's birthday that I really love, I feel like it's my birthday. I take that on. So I wouldn't even feel like, oh, if that person is winning right now and I'm not, I would feel so proud, would be so happy, because
you feel like they're winning.
It has happened in my life that people have won before me and did things before me, and I'm happy for them. Because guess what? That was God's plan for them. And I don't even know what they had to go through to get there. And I probably can't even handle it. People can't even probably handle what I have to go through to get to where I'm going to be in life.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So,
perspective.
It's a place for everything. Wait your time.
Chill.
My mom always said, wait your time.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be able to handle it. Okay? Yeah. So, no. I would want somebody, and I would know that from the get-go.
So, you'll be okay if Johnny come. You better chill.
Yes. I'm going to be hyping Johnny up. I would tell all my family people. I would say, Johnny, are you serious? I can tell all my family people, because when my people come, they're going to hype you up like they know you. He's going to say, yeah, we all going to go. We all winning.
So you're okay with that?
I'm okay with it.
Okay. Ain't what you think?
I mean, I don't mind dimming my light at all, because at the end of the day, I know it's always going to come back, you know, twofold. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to do my thing regardless. But shit, I need a break. I need you to get up there, you know, do your thing. Mm-hmm. And then vice versa. We both get it in how we need to get it in. And the other person supports from, you know, behind, or, you know, whatever, you know, is necessary. Because at the end of the day, you're going to need each other, you know, to get to that ultimate, you know, big goal. I mean, you can, if it's you're only so, you can only make so much money solo. You know what I'm saying? If you got that power, you know what I'm saying, a person with you become a power couple, then that's the ultimate goal. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's all about teamwork. You know, we just keep the bus moving, and we just do what we gotta do. You know what I mean?
I think timing's everything, right? So, like, you're not gonna go to your significant other or teammate's job and try to do your job for them. You're gonna let them have that. That's their world. So we gotta respect just the boundaries and where we shine. So it's like, yes, dim your light, but also know your position. Like, I keep talking about the position thing. I talk about it a lot today. But knowing your position. So, like, when you're around their family, you're not trying to upstage them.
And not being weird.
Yeah, not being weird. No one to have their back.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Have their back. You know what I'm saying? and vice versa. So I think a lot of us struggle with social media. Makes everything magnifies everything.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So it's like people don't know how to really be happy for people no more. They see somebody else doing something fun or something exciting or something new.
And that person ain't got shit.
They ain't got, yo, I literally know somebody in my life.
I know a lot.
I know somebody in my life right now. Every time I post a picture of me doing something cool.
I'm not going to say it.
Something new and fresh.
I ain't going to say later, it.
He does a similar thing on a post on his page. I don't know if he's doing this subconsciously or like...
That's weird.
Just to try to be, you know...
No, that's some fatal attraction foolishness.
I don't know if it's fatal. I'm making something like that, man. But,
why are you watching so hard?
Not because...
Bro, stay with my brother.
Some of your friends, they're surveillance.
Yeah.
They look at your life to kind of...
But then...
But you know how many people I don't know and I be out about and they be like, I want to just come and hang.
What?
Like, yes. They be like, I want to come and hang out with you. I want to go and do whatever you're doing. And
see,
she
the
like,
friendly one. I don't want to ask her.
She's
been
exploring this shit.
Listen, I...
Would that make your teammate uncomfortable?
It makes me uncomfortable.
No, your teammate. If somebody's dating you and you have random people talking about they want to hang out with you.
Depending on the teammate I have, because
for your teammates.
Because some teammates will accept new friends. You know what I'm saying?
She got the stardom five. She got some reserves.
You know?
She got the whole team.
She got a rotation.
Right. You know, some people accept it. But
is she gonna win it?
Oh, I'm gonna always win because I got a roster.
We're drafting.
We're drafting again.
You got free agency? Yo, you're horrible.
I just feel like people, what I wanted to say. People with the whole teammate stuff, like, we have to work together at the end of the day. You can't be jealous. You can't see that your friend making 3 points and you cannot even pass the ball.
Oh, bars.
You know what I'm saying? You can't even pass the ball good. Be happy for your friend, because at the end of the day, you can probably be good at something else, and that's your time to shine, and your friend got to be happy for you. And if that's your real friend. That's where it starts from, that friendship.
What we don't want to say, and I'm saying straight up, a lot of our friends are trash.
Amen.
And we don't realize a lot of friends are trash.
Amen.
I'm telling you,
man. I've been realizing that in my 33rd year.
You start losing friends.
Going into my 34.
You start losing friends.
Yeah.
Not because, you know, you can't.
Yeah, but you just got to recognize who's who.
Yeah.
Like,
you start realizing who's who.
And I even know, like, you know what I'm saying? As you kind of fall back, like, ain't no beef. You know what I'm saying? I see what you're doing. Yeah. Cool deal thing.
Yeah. Do your thing.
I'm just going to go over here and do what I got
to
do.
Go be blessed.
Ain't no hate. Ain't no clout. Ain't no that, because you know what? People will clout on you and that still be a little hate.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people use different kind of techniques to get to you and really not be there for you. You have to realize all of that, too. People will be around with you just to use you, but when are you ready to use them?
They can't do nothing for you, but just look.
You the one who got everything. I ain't crying. I see now.
You want something? No. You want something for me? That's real. You want something?
We're supposed to be working together. I scratch your back, you scratch mine now. I got every time scratching your foot, your flick, just flying in my eye. I can't see.
Like, my man, you got one more. Why you want to go to club with me for?
Right. Then it's like, you want something from me? Yeah. Oh, I want something from you, so.
I'm a very giving person. Hey, I don't mind to give.
I ain't giving up nothing.
I can't change my way. But you know what? Look, Ace, I cannot change my way because somebody else.
Hey,
if you don't want to be like,
you're gonna learn.
I'm gonna learn, and I'm gonna be more cautious.
You know what it is?
That's what I'm gonna do, but I'm not gonna change my way.
It's about redirecting your giving.
That's what it is.
Stop being given externally.
When I'm ready to give, I'm ready to give my all.
How about this though? And they talk about dates and stuff like giving and whatever. Every now and then, put on a nice dress, nice outfit, go out to dinner with yourself.
Treat yourself. I do that.
Give yourself.
You don't
that.
Know that boy.
Listen,
that boy don't know me. I'm just saying.
Go out there. Go with yourself.
Yes, I do that.
Go to the movies. Buy your damn self.
I do that for myself. My favorite place to go by myself is Martin Luther King. I just go walk.
And I say it because I'm learning to do that.
Yeah,
I have a giving nature too. So I'm like, yo, dude, you deserve that.
And not only that, I take my kids out on dates. I take my kids out on dates because I tell them, look, This is how y'all should treat me.
So,
Lord, this is how you should treat me when I get home.
You're being Liberian.
I taking care of you. I treating you. I taking you on vacation. One day, they surprised me and said, "Mommy, so, I taking you to Miami." You know, you treat me good. So that's how it works.
So first, we gotta learn how to treat ourselves before we're
a team. Yes.
You gotta have you have to have you time.
And it's not being selfish. It's called self preservation. And I was saying, you know, y'all talking and stuff. You know, I'm just sitting here looking, but. In my 33rd year, about to be my 34th.
I thought I had 47 yet.
Shut up. No, I'm just saying I've learned in this time to be very selfish with myself. What I entertain, what I deal with, whatever. Like, I don't have time for none of that. Like, but I focused on myself. So, yes, that alone time. Spending time with yourself, you owe it to yourself. You can't be giving, whether it's your mama, your daddy, your siblings, your significant other, your child. You deserve to be the best you, because guess what? Our time here is so short.
It's so short, baby.
So we don't want to be unhappy. We don't want under that. So whoever you're looking for in your teammate is going to have to understand that. Like, I love you, but I don't need to be underneath you all day, because something is not going to get done for me. So I feel like I'm strangling my growth, because I want to make you happy. I really don't want to be underneath you, but I want to make you happy, so I'm going to be underneath you because that's what you want. So I feel like sometimes you just have to be like honest with yourself and honest with your teammate. Like, look, in order to make this team work, we need to take a break. Like, you go do your little hobby for a couple of hours. Let me go do my hobby.
Yeah.
Whether it's just go sit underneath my family, because I know with me, whenever I'm going through whatever and I go be around my family, I get rejuvenated. Like, it's like unknown strength that you get, and you don't even know you needed it. But if you're constantly sitting underneath somebody all day, you're not going to get that.
You're right.
You're going to just get, everything's going to get depleted, and next thing you know, you're going to come around the family and be like, damn, sis,
right.
What happened to you? You know?
Right.
So I think within your teammate, you have to know thyself, and then you have to kind of know what you're willing to give and take. And we can go from there. But I don't think that you should just be out here making everybody a teammate. That's just a hell no.
Well, you don't know who's going to make the team. First string, second string.
Well.
You know what I'm saying?
We have someone here with her roster. I ain't with her. I don't have that energy. I don't have that time. It's a hot girl summer for her. We chilling. But, you know, this episode's been cool. We could probably go deeper into it, but we're going to knock this out. I'm LaShonda. You can catch me at Patchwork85 on IG. Fee.
Slyway Fee. The best thing ever.
Oh, Jesus. Ace.
Instagram, Ace_Alpha2. Twitter, Ace_YUNG2.
All right. Victor Emerson on Runaway.
A.K.A. My.
Okay, Johnny.
Instagram is Victor_Emerson.
All right. You can catch the podcast at Korean vs. Culture on IG. Talk to you guys later. Hey.
Thanks for tuning in. Remember, keep living life outside of the box.